From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen. And these were some of the voices in the news this past week.
Approximately 11:59, the threat level here at the White House was raised to yellow. There was a Cessna plane within about 15 miles of the White House. It was north of the White House.
We fought for 18 months to try to preserve our pension plans. We were unfortunately unable to do that. Terminating the plans is necessary for the long-run success of United Airlines.
We'll be aggressively looking and seeking to replace this management team because either they go or we go.
It is my concern that the confirmation of John Bolton would send a contradictory and negative message to the world community about U.S. intentions. I'm afraid that his confirmation will tell the world that we're not dedicated to repairing our relationship or working as a team, but that we believe only someone with sharp elbows can deal properly with the international community.
He's exactly the kind of person we need at the United Nations. He brings a lot of unique qualifications to the position and a great amount of experience and passion and sometimes a little bluntness. But the president believes that's exactly what is needed at the United Nations during this time of reform.
All of this obstruction must stop. It is hurting the nominees. It is hurting the Senate. It is hurting the American people.
What does the Constitution say? By and with the consent, he, the President, shall have power to nominate, and by and with the consent of the United States Senate shall appoint. Now we can wrangle until the crack of doom.